It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Brighton Hachilema, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, thank you, and good afternoon to the listeners.
How does the Bible shape a Christian worldview?
Thank you so much. How the Bible shapes a Christian worldview, it does that by providing a very comprehensive framework for understanding life and the world itself, where the bottom line is bringing God as the center of everything, the center of life itself. Going to the Bible, understanding who God is, understanding its purpose for mankind, and understanding life itself in general, in a reality, and how man can respond to its demands. So in understanding this God and this life, a Christian comes to a table where they believe in the existence of God, where they believe that God is the creator of heaven and earth, where they believe that there is nothing that exists on its own except God provides and sustains it. So we live in a world where there are a lot of beliefs, especially concerning the origin of man and also life itself, its origin. People hold different beliefs. So a Christian will need to understand, or really need to go through this framework for them to truly understand how to balance up the life that God has provided through his word and its truth, and what the world itself teaches, because we know that the world is full of different teachings. So I want to make mention that in the human life, according to the Bible, humans are created by God themselves. So this first gives man an inherent of dignity and wealth. So this then influences, or this belief that influences how Christians will view themselves to God. So it starts from an individual understanding who they are before God, and then it trickles down to how they are going to relate with the other person and other creatures that God has created before them.
Okay, so help me understand there, Mfundisi. Are we talking about an exclusive perspective or an inclusive perspective? And by that I mean, there are things that are in our scriptures that sometimes contradict the scientific view. And there are things that are corroborated by the scientific view. So when we speak about the Christian worldview, is the Christian worldview exclusive in the sense that, do we focus only on what the scriptures say, or do we dabble a bit into science when it corroborates what we believe in?
Okay, thank you so much. So it's an inclusive one, in a sense that what we are looking at is not only a one-sided thing, because we are looking at what God says and what science itself says. So when you look at science itself, actually the things that are taught through science, when we are to go in the scriptures, it will take us through, it will give us evidence that truly this is in agreement with what the Bible teaches us.
Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. So you're saying science agrees with the scriptures?
Science agrees with the scriptures.
So what do you say to those people who allege to the contrary, who allege that the science that we have discovered so far does not agree with the scriptures? What do you say to those people?
So the people that say science do not agree with the scriptures, I think these are people that can be helped in a certain way to actually shift their focus. Because when you look at the Bible talks about the creation of everything and how the movement there is of everything that God has created.
Right.
So the advice that they can be given is they should not actually use science to argue against what the Bible says.
Right.
But then what they can do is if they get what the Bible says, so they'll get what the Bible says and then take a view of what science is actually saying.
Mm.
Compare, does the Bible say you actually things are in alignment with what science teaches or not? Where if they do not find any evidence, it's right, it's correct for them to consult so that they reach into terms with the Bible, because everything that the Bible puts across, even science agrees.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Sure. All right. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights. See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so much and blessed day to you too.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.